Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And Michael Young's time. I know what it's like to travel on the road, especially covering the border issue. And so, folks, they're literally just trying to grab a bite to eat here and still joining us. So I do really appreciate that. And let me ask you the question, because you mentioned the Dan Patrick statement earlier where he said the real numbers of the illegal immigrants is probably closer to 10 or 15 million. I mean, what do you have a guess? I mean, I would agree that the numbers we're getting from the government, they're saying maybe max 6 million illegal immigrants since Joe Biden took office. I mean, where do you think we really stand here?
No, Dan Patrick said 40 to 50 million. That's what he said, 40 to 50, not 5 to 10, 40 to 50 million. And I have some people, I think Rick Stute, you know, just didn't believe the number. And I love Rick Stute. He's awesome. But, you know, these are his numbers. And when you consider, all right, one location, right, Las Blancas has 4,000 to 6,000 per day, and that's in the rainy season where it's more difficult to make that, you know, that difficult journey through the jungle. When the dry season comes up, those numbers will be force multiplied by, God knows, could be double, could be triple, who knows. They're coming, and they're coming, and they're coming, and never before were they so enticed to come. So I definitely think we have far more illegals in the country than what Joe Biden and the regime is going to tell us. So why would they want to tell us that? I mean, you don't have to look around too far now to see they're going into Jupiter, Florida. They're flying in, they're walking up on the shore, you know, 20, 30 people jumping out of a little, you know, 20-foot boat in Jupiter, Florida. Some of them getting picked up, some of them not. Illegals living on park benches, they are being sent everywhere. And again, this is part of the whole design. You know, Greg Abbott, a World Economic Forum puppet, is pushing the people with disease into the country. Texas, I'm sure Michael talked about this, but Texas at risk of losing tuberculosis free status for their cattle because the immigrants are bringing tuberculosis with them. And that disease rubs off from human to animal. So you've got cattle, you know, herds in the tens of thousands being slaughtered because you just need one cow with TB, it's over. You got to slaughter the whole herd. So this is not only happening in Texas, but those same migrants are now being bussed into, like, say, Chicago. Well, there's some jobs for these migrants in Chicago. So they take their asymptomatic tuberculosis and they go work in a dairy farm in Wisconsin. And they now slaughter that bird because the dairy cows are getting TB. You know, oh, and this is a grand design, a plan. They're destroying recycling, factories all over the country so that we won't have plastic bottles and plastics to sell goods into anymore. They're destroying the food industry. We've now offshored all of our pharmaceuticals to China and India. We are such risk right now with what's happening. So I don't care if it's one illegal or 50 million illegals. The infrastructure in the U.S. is completely coming undone. We have 1 million, 2 million, 50 million illegals into the country. You're going to break the system because it isn't going to be enough to go around for the people that are already here. They're taking it away from those of us that are here lawfully, and they're adding more illegally and unlawfully into the mix. So it doesn't matter, following what the number finally is. They're destroying the infrastructure that supports the lawful people here already.
As we're speaking, there's roughly 5,000 illegal immigrants about to enter at Eagle Pass. And so, again, I mean, anybody can crunch these numbers and try to land on a conclusion. We're obviously not going to get the accurate number from our government. Who would trust it? Not to mention the number of getaways. But, I mean, right now, there's roughly 5,000 illegal immigrants about to enter through Eagle Pass. This is happening every day at, say, 40 different entry points. And so this is just ludicrous. There's only one way to classify this. It's an invasion, and it's the UN classification of these individuals as migrants that's facilitating and allowing it, and, of course, the Biden administration also responsible for this.
That's right. That's right. They're building their Trojan horse inside this country. We have seen so many military men. One of the Afghans that came up and spoke to us, this kid was clearly shattered by what he had seen in the mountains himself. He's like, look, I'm telling you, don't come this route. Go a different way to get in the country. It's too dangerous. He saw many dead bodies. He saw a couple that were, you know, lying there dead together with a cross and a Bible on them. He said it was absolutely horrific conditions. He was robbed at a knife point by men that looked like they were sent up front because they were dressed in military gear. They were not military. There were people pretending to be military to lure you into a false sense of security, and then they robbed everything they had.
Ann Vandersteel, we're up against a break. If you want to break for lunch or join us on the other side, I'll leave that up to you, but we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
The Satanic New World Order is betting against humanity. They're betting on our weakness. They believe they can destabilize civilization and bring us down to the ashes of history. But the trap they've laid for us will be their destruction, not ours. If we trust in God, and if we are valiant and have courage to speak the truth and not comply and engage in civil disobedience and not join the masses who have decided that they are the scum of the earth, who have decided that they will join with this soulless corporate system. As for InfoWars, we are going to steadfastly continue to fight in the information war with our weapon, the truth, against the enemies of humanity. And we put our faith, and we put our trust, and we put our destiny in the hands of God. Because it's been said a trillion times, if God be with us, who can be against us?
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, we've had Michael Yon on with us down the Darien Gap. We've got Ann Vandersteel with us for another segment right now. I appreciate their time. They're taking their lunch break to bring this big breaking news here. And so, again, you know, and here's something that I constantly feel I have to explain to people, because we show this B-roll every day, right? We show the B-roll of the train loads, the boat loads, the plane loads, the bus loads, them just walking right across, the night vision, heat vision, all this stuff. Folks, this is not just B-roll we're sitting on. This is all new footage every day. I think it's important for people to understand that the footage that we're rolling here is not old stock footage that we just rerun every time we talk about this issue. This is new footage that we get every single day. Every single day, Ann. You witness it. Your boots on the ground. The numbers, I mean, I explain it like this. I've been to music festivals, Super Bowls, everything. This is like when the end of the music festival happens and it's a rush of 80, 90,000 people to the gates. But that's at the southern border every day.
Oh, and let me be really clear about that. You brought us your night vision goggles. I've done a lot of work on fast and furious reporting, and the night vision goggles are coming from our own military. In a lot of these cases, this isn't Chinese equipment. This is our own military equipment. We were exporting this stuff during fast and furious down there to the cartels under the pretense that we were tracking all the gear that we sent, all these rifles and guns. In fact, what we're still doing out of Nevada, the Fallon Naval Air Station, we still have sources that are in Gilbert, Arizona, that are tracking equipment, night vision goggles, Kevlar vests, missile locking trackers, all this kind of stuff being sent down to Gilbert, Arizona, where it stays, and once a quarter a truck comes by, picks it up, takes it through a Customs and Border Protection checkpoint, and takes it right down to Puerto Mexico, where it's met by a man of U.S. government and Middle Eastern descent, loaded onto a train and shipped east to the Gulf of Mexico, and from there it goes overseas. It's very similar to what we were called with Mark Corey and Hillary Clinton and the gun running in Benghazi. In fact, a lot of my Fast and Furious victims actually had their guns raided by the ATF out of their own stores, and their serial numbers ended up in Benghazi in 2012 during that fateful incident. So, again, this is a government weaponization against we the people. They're weaponized against you elements. They're going to shut you up. They don't want you making these broadcasts. They don't want you out there exposing what they're doing. We now know the DOT has been behind, you know, this entire COVID warp speed manufacturing of the bioweapons, and they slapped Moderna, slapped Pfizer's label on it, and away they went. And, of course, those guys got paid off in billions of dollars just to put their name and face on a product that is killing millions of people around the world, 5.5 billion arms. And now, you know, that's a replacement population that you're showing on this brand-new footage coming in every single day. So when Lieutenant Governor of Texas, Dan Patrick, said, hey, I think we have between 40 and 50 million illegals in this country, thanks to the Joe Biden regime. And also, that's just, you know, we're only talking about the stuff that we're seeing coming through Texas here. You got people going through California, New Mexico, Arizona, Florida, north on the northern border. Don't forget about Canada. We've got sources that have seen military, Chinese military and Russian military in uniform up in Canada on our northern border. This is not a drill, Owen. This is a fact of what's happening in America. For some reason, just thinks, okay, this is just great TV. You know, they're just really good at making us all hype stuff. Well, they're going to say, wow, we told you so. Just like with the jab, right? How much did we warn everybody about don't take the jab? Well, now it's too late. Now we've got 5G to contend with, and you know what's happening there. You know, so this is a really serious situation, and I hope people, you know, heed these warnings, Owen.
I think maybe the best case point to say, look, the Biden administration is consciously facilitating this illegal immigration, this invasion, has to be the stories out of Arizona and Texas, where the Biden administration opened the border, and so local government said, okay, well, we got to find a way as like an end around to try to put an end to this. So let's just put quote unquote trash down there as a border wall, and they took these old used crates like that you might see on trains or semi-trailers, and they just put these down at the border, and they stacked them up, and they said, okay, we've got a little makeshift wall here. It's not the border wall that Biden canceled and had removed, but we'll put these crates down there as a wall. Biden administration sued Arizona, made them remove the border barrier. Same thing happened in Texas. The Texas governor here, who, as you correctly point out, I mean, he's not really doing enough, not near enough. He's helping facilitate it in many different ways. He said, okay, we're going to put barbed wire out there. We'll send the Texas National Guard and put barbed wire out there. Biden ordered Border Patrol to cut the barbed wire and remove it. So then Abbott said, okay, fine. We'll put a floating barrier in the water to try to stop them. Biden administration sued and said, nope, you can't do that. I mean, could it be more obvious? The Biden administration has canceled the border wall construction that we already paid for, by the way. We're not getting a refund on that. The Biden administration had Arizona remove the borders that they put up, the barriers. The Biden administration had Texas remove the multiple types of barriers they put up. I mean, that's it. Case closed. The Biden administration is consciously facilitating the illegal immigration and the invasion.
But Owen, how much more clear can we be when they don't believe in free speech and they want to jail you for your free speech, right? They want to throw you in prison for that. And then you have to go back to January 10th of this year. Biden signed the Declaration of North America along with the Mexican President Obrador as well as the Canadian President. That group takes up their little Castro Trudeau. They all signed the Declaration of North America, ostensibly dissolving the borders between those three countries, making this one homogenized region, and it's all about migration. We talked about this when Michael, Jan and I were in your studios for 4 hours a couple of weeks ago, sitting in for Alex. We showed it. We showed your audience that the Declaration of North America isn't just an idea. There it is. Thank you so much. Your production team is bar none the best. You know, there it is. They put it up. They signed this, and they're basically saying yes, because we want to fortify our region's security. They're not calling it countries. We're calling it a region for prosperity, sustainability, and inclusiveness. And if you read this entire declaration, it spells out very clearly there is no country anymore. It is a region, and we are part of the New World Order and the World Homicide Organization, the WHO has pandemic after pandemic on deck right now, Owen, and they will use whatever weapons they need to subdue all of us, quarantine us, mask us, jab us, and lock us down again.
Well, this is it exactly. Let's get down to brass tacks. I've got 2 minutes left with you because you're hitting the heart of the issue now. So let's get down to the brass tacks. Folks, throughout human history, I mean, you can look back 20th century, great example. Governments always get out of control. Governments always become oppressive. Governments always get weaponized against their people. Whatever the form is, whatever the fashion is, whatever the name is, that's always the case, okay? And so people say, well, where do I go? Where can I go to live free? Where can I go to get away with government tyranny and interference in my life? America! That's the United States of America! That's why we founded this country! If they get rid of it, it's over! It's a corporate world government tyranny for all! I'm just, because it's just, I get it. People are seeing this tyranny. They're seeing the oppression. They're seeing the corruption. They're saying, where do I go? How do I get away from this? This is it. This is the last bastion of freedom, man.
Yeah. Dude, all I can tell you right now is practicalcivics.com. This is using your constitution. Citizen grand jury is getting ordinances passed in every single county for a citizen grand jury. And once you indict these people that are criminals for crimes against humanity, election theft, whatever it is, You have the constitutional right to get the enforcement arm stood up and get an ordinance passed for your Second Amendment constitutional militia. which is like your sheriff, your enforcement arm. If the sheriff won't make the arrest and you present the indictments to the sheriff, the militia needs to arrest them. And you go to an Article 3 court with a jury of those criminal peers, and you let the prosecution take its course. They get prosecuted, and the jury finds them guilty, so be it. They get whatever the punishment is. That's how the system is supposed to work. We're the government. We're supposed to do this, and we're not doing our job because we don't even know what the job is, Ellen. TacticalCivics.com.
Yeah, exactly. If I'm down at the southern border and I'm running a coyote illegal immigration money operation, well, I'm going to jail. That's an illegal human trafficking operation. But when the U.S. government does it, when the Biden administration does it, of course, that's fully legal. Ann Vandersteel, where can people follow your work? And thank Michael Yon for us, too.
Mark, he's sitting right here. He just finished his lunch. You can follow me at Ann Vandersteel on any social media. At Ann Vandersteel Truth on Telegram and Instagram. And, of course, I'm at rightnow.news is where you'll find my broadcast, as well as on Clubhub, Rumble, Getter, Righty on TV. I'm all over the place.
Well, you and Michael Yon are really doing Pulitzer Prize-winning work. Same with all the other journalists that are covering this. But, oh, no, they give the awards to the fake news journalists at CNN for covering fake.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We've already had a loaded broadcast. We've got Donald Trump live in Iowa. By the way, they were lined up before sunrise. Before sunrise, they were lined up outside of this venue to see and hear Donald Trump speak today. I'd love to see Joe Biden have an event where anybody even shows up, let alone lines up before the sunrise. And so that was the case in Iowa. Trump is now speaking live. Let's pop in real quick.
Almost win a state, you become some. Pat Buchanan's an example in New Hampshire. He came in, he did well, he did very well, and he's a terrific guy in many ways, right? We all sort of know him, and he did really well. I think he came in second, and he had a wonderful political career. We came in first in almost every state, think of it, as a group, first, and we won. And then we won the election against beautiful Hillary, beautiful woman. So it's pretty amazing. So it's the greatest movement of all time, and in this country, and I think probably largely beyond this country. But if we win this time, this will be bigger than anything we've ever done. This will be at a level that's never been done, much bigger than had we done it the traditional way, which we did do, but we just didn't get credit for it. But we did do it. We'll win it three times. I mean, that's the way I look at it. We'll win it three times. But this psychologically and in many other ways, and you understand the different ways, but because one of the things of taking this pause is it shows how bad they are. It shows how bad their policies are. You look at the border, you look at all of the things that are so horrible that are happening, and it shows how bad they are. And we'll be able to do things and get things fixed in this country that probably you couldn't have really done politically or otherwise if you did it the traditional way. So it'll be something really spectacular. It's going to be, I think it's going to be amazing. And I will tell you, so we've run twice. I've never seen the spirit that we have this time. And a lot of that spirit, because you're longing for the good old days with the greatest economy ever and all those things. Gasoline at $1.87. How about that?
Gasoline record highs today. We've got that in the news.
Remember I told you I made great deals. I don't even talk about China because of COVID, but I made one of the greatest deals ever with USMCA, but maybe the best was China. $50 billion. And remember...
Let's pull out of that for 1 second. We will rejoin Trump's campaign event in Iowa. And you got to ask, because I could sit here and say, try that, Joe. Go to Iowa and campaign, Joe. Nobody would show up. And so, but is it... Joe Biden's not campaigning because it would be an embarrassment that no one would show up. And thus people would say, gee, how did this guy get 81 million votes? No one shows up to a rally. Or is it that everybody knows he's not going to be running when the time comes? But folks, we've had a loaded show today, and we've got still hours of loaded news broadcasting for you today at Infowars.com. And of course, our video sites now, because we're banned everywhere, band.video or the link to share now, madmaxworld.tv. We only stay on air thanks to your support. That's it. We don't have big corporate donors, big corporate sponsorships, billionaire donors. We don't have big pharmaceutical ads, big Hollywood ads, big fast food ads. We don't get that. We get your support at InfoWarsStore.com. It's literally imperative. It's the blood that runs through the veins of this organization. So please continue to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. And here is a message from Alex Jones.
Everything in this universe is about action. Good actions and bad actions, or actions that are indifferent, really don't matter. Everything is about the will of the decision you make. Ladies and gentlemen, when you get these great products, you don't just fund our operation. You get incredible products. And it's been several years since we've had all three of these formerly best-selling products at one time together. DNA Force Plus, The Real Red Pill Plus, and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, all go together and do incredible things for your body, and all three are finally back in stock. Now, you can get them all individually, DNA Force Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Real Red Pill Plus, for 25% off, and they're the best you're going to find. But you can get all three together for a limited time, because we're already close to selling out of Body's in about a week, to get 40% off on these products. You owe it to yourself to find out about what's in DNA Force Plus, the Real Red Pill Plus, or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. You owe it to yourself to learn about these compounds and how they're the missing links. They all do incredible things, but together, synergistically, they are the trifecta. DNA Force Plus, Real Red Pill Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, now back in stock, together, 40% off. We've not run a special on these in years with all three together, and it funds the operation. But you need to experience for yourself what Real Red Pill Plus, what DNA Force Plus, and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula will do for you and your family. Whether you're old or young, they're all incredible. But old folks definitely feel this, because on average, you've got more of the deficiencies. These are incredible products. Real Red Pill, it's all back. Get yours now. Support the broadcast at InfoWars Store.
And, of course, I am a product of the products at InfoWarsStore.com. The trifecta deal that we have running right now, I make sure all three of those supplements are always in my supplement cabinet. So I'm telling you from experience, for me, if I want to stay healthy and fit, InfoWars supplements are a go-to. My supplement pantry is filled with them. And, of course, we are grateful for your continued support at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's go back live now to Iowa. President Trump still speaking.
Wow, just a little bit more than a year. But a lot of bad things can happen in a year. Tremendously bad things can happen in a year. And a lot of stupid decisions can be made. Yesterday I watched at the United Nations, and I still haven't gotten over the $6 billion for five people. $6 billion. They freed up $6 billion for five people. They got five. We got five. It was a hostage swap. They got five. We got five. That was the good news. The bad news is they also got $6 billion, right? And you say, how the hell? Who would do a deal like that? But they're all bad deals. They're all... So yesterday Biden was speaking, and... I won't even comment on the speech. But he said one thing, that we got rid of our gas weapons. You know, we have gas weapons, and they're terrible, they're horrible, they're unbelievably lethal and powerful, but they're terrible. And he said that they basically ended all of it. They've gotten rid of them all. And then he sort of indicated that, sadly, other countries haven't followed suit. Of course they haven't followed suit. They haven't followed suit because you don't get rid of them first. You get rid of them last or simultaneously. So we got rid of this tremendous, horrible, lethal power that we need if other people have it. But other people didn't get rid. And I said, how stupid is this? How stupid is this? So it's gone from us, but other people have it. And it's just step by step, day by day. So with having these people in there, I mean, the only thing they're good at is cheating in elections. It's really true. In my opinion, they're professionals at cheating, and you got to watch those elections very carefully.
Now, that's funny stuff.
Less
right
so
there.
In your
that's
case
good
because,
stuff.
You know, you run a good ship, but in some of these states, it's just horrible. It's just horrible when you look at what's happened. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. So, if you want to save America from the, you know, I have a script here. So far, I haven't looked down at it. I'm saying, when am I going to look at this script? I have these brilliant speechwriters, and I tend not to use them too much, but it's better that way, isn't it? Isn't it nice when you have a president who doesn't have to read the script? Isn't that nice? So if you want to save America from Crooked Joe and the radical left...
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet. DNA Force Plus is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible
antioxidants, and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off or for an additional 10% off. Grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Donald Trump warned America.
The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, Trump is still speaking live. We do have some other political news and developments, and maybe we'll cover that as well. But I want to go back to Trump speaking live in Iowa. He's saying some pretty interesting things and still giving us some humor value as well. So we go back to Donald Trump speaking in Iowa.
Over again. And we've had the biggest inflation we've had in 52 years, so that's a lot of years, and it's been a lot of suffering. I see bacon is up six times. Bacon. Who would think, right? So people aren't ordering bacon. Then they say, oh, it came down a little bit. Yeah, they're not ordering it, which is not good for you either, by the way. But they're not ordering it. But so many food products now are going up and through the roof. So we're going to stop it, and I just want to tell you that it's an honor to have been able to control inflation. And it wasn't that hard because so much of it has to do with the energy sector. And we were going to be energy. We were actually energy independent. Nobody thought that was possible. We're energy independent. Just think of that. We didn't need, for the first time ever, we didn't need anybody's energy. We didn't have to guard the Gulf. We didn't have to do anything. We had all, you know, we have more liquid gold under our feet than any other nation by far. Think of it. And just think of how incredible that is. You know. So under our leadership, we built almost 500 miles of wall. You know, they like to say, oh, it was really 58 miles. No, no. You know what they do? They take this, how vicious they are. And you see the wall. You see miles as far as the eye can see. We built almost, and I had to do it because we have Mitch McConnell working with the Democrats all the time, you know, which is a horror show. Horror show. So I took it out of the military. I said, you know, this is an invasion of our country, and I'll take it out of the military. And we did that. And it was a tiny fraction for the military, and the military agreed with it. But what they did is, in order to demean, because they always try, their misinformation, disinformation, almost the same thing, by the way, close. Somebody, anybody want to give me a definition of the difference? Because it's almost, it's close enough, we won't waste our time. But what happens is, if there was a 2x4, 50 years old, laying there rotted, where there used to be a little wall, a little barricade or something, they'd say, oh, well, he didn't build the wall there, that was a renovation, even though we'd throw that junk out. We'd take down, like, a 1 foot wall of wood that was rotted and gone, and just literally gone, and take it away, and then we'd put up 30 foot and 40 foot walls right all over, all steel, everything that, those walls, that's not what I wanted. I wanted to have concrete plank. But the people at Border Patrol are fantastic people, and ICE, these are fantastic people. They don't get enough credit. And they say, sir, you have to be able to see through it. You have to see who's on the other side. So that went my idea of plank, you know, like from a parking garage. You can do 60 feet, 50 feet plank. But you just try and keep the graffiti off as much as possible, right? Because the graffiti begins, which I hate. I hate to see it. But that's what I wanted to do. But we had meetings with them, and we actually had mountain climbers coming in and climbing different things. And they were able to get a plank easy, and they had a much harder time doing this. But they also needed, they wanted steel on the outside. They wanted concrete, heavy grade concrete on the inside. They wanted rebars inside the concrete.
Have you ever heard of this?
So you have three different substances.
Trump, we knew that they were testing a bunch of different border wall, call it technology, infrastructure, whatever. Did you know he was bringing in free climbers and mountain climbers to see what was the hardest to scale? I'd never heard that one before. That's something else.
They are athletes. They climb a wall like there's nothing to it. They have 200 pounds of drugs on their back. They're going up like, it's the craziest thing I've ever seen. We had people show us things that I would say are pretty impressive. But that's an anti-climb bar, they call it. It's a very important element to stop people from climbing over the wall. So we did almost 500 miles of it. And then we were all getting prepared. We had it all bought, and we could have done another 200 miles because we needed more. We did what we said we were going to do. But then we could have done more, and we had it all bought. And we had, the election was ended and rigged, by the way, and we didn't take over. And what they did, and this is the first time I realized they were serious, because I thought they were playing games. I realized they didn't want to build security. They wanted to have an open border so that people can come in from other prisons, from prisons all over the world, from mental institutions and insane asylums all over the world. We have people coming in from all over the world, not just the four or five countries that we think of are our neighbors. As neighbors, we have people coming now from all over the world. We had the safest border in the history of our country. Now we have the worst border, I believe, in the history of the world. I don't believe there's any third world country that has a border like we have. And I think the real number is going to be, when you really add it up, and I think if the numbers ever come out, I think they're going to have 15 million people by the end of this year would have come into this country under this lunatic regime of fascists and communists and everything else. So I think it's a terrible, terrible thing. But when we get in, we'll be able to stop it. We have Tom Homan. We have all of the greatest people. We have such great people You know, if Biden went to the beach, you know, he goes to the beach all the time, right? You ever notice? Somebody's working him. He's got these consultants, and I think they think he looks good in a bathing suit. And he doesn't look good in a bathing suit. And somebody's giving him very bad, very, very bad advice. And when you look at it, and all he had to do is if he went to the beach and didn't do anything, you would have the strongest border you've ever had right now. But they decided to get rid of, stay in Mexico. We had a policy, remain in Mexico. Remain in Mexico. How good is that? And we had to do that with Mexico. You think that was easy? I went to the Mexican government. I said, we need a lot of people coming over in these caravans. I came up with that name, I think. Thousands and thousands of people heading up. But they knew, sit down, everybody. You have a couple of minutes, right? Sit down. Sit down. Whoever has a seat, whoever's lucky enough, otherwise I'm sorry. That's a little bigger crowd than we anticipated, by about triple. But we had all of these people coming up. And I said to the Mexican guy, remember, you know, the enemy, they say, he didn't get Mexico to pay for the wall. Like hell I didn't. I got Mexico to pay for 28,000 soldiers free of charge while we're building the wall. That was more money than paying for the wall. They were there for a long time, and they didn't, they're not politically correct soldiers either. These are soldiers that, you know, and they stopped it. And anyway, So that was sort of interesting. The State Department, a woman that works at the State Department, a good woman. She's worked really covering Mexico, I think, for 20, 25 years. And I told her, I said, we're going to have to get Mexico to give us soldiers. Well, they won't do it. I said, yeah, they'll do it. And they're going to be free, too. Sir, they won't do that. And then I said, so remain in Mexico. I want the soldiers. We want catch and release ended. It's catch and release. We'll release them in Mexico, not here. You know, catch and release is called, we catch them. We find out they're criminals, and then we release them into our country. We say, come back in about 5 years for the trial, okay? Nobody ever comes back. No smart one comes back. A couple of them came back, but not too smart. But nobody ever comes back, so we had to get rid of that. But we had to go to Mexico. And I said to the top representative right under the president, and the president, I like him a lot. He's a socialist, but I like him a lot. I can't have everything, right? And I said, we want 28,000 soldiers along our border because you're sending a lot of people over, and we want your soldiers to protect us, and we're not going to pay anything. And he laughed at me. No, we're not going to do that, sir. Oh, sir, I mean, what a stupid request. And I said, you're going to do it. I mean, 100%. Well, what do you mean 100%? I said, no, 100% you're going to do it. No, we will not do that, sir. What's next? I said, next is remain in Mexico. People can't come into our country. They have to remain in Tijuana. They have to remain in, you have to see hundreds of thousands of people were backed up. Not in our country. They were remaining in Mexico. All of a sudden, Mexico got stronger on their borders, okay? Because they didn't want this, because it was remain in Mexico. And he said, no, we can't do that. We couldn't do anything. And I said, here's the story. On Monday morning at 7
o'clock. All right, we're listening to President Trump speaking live from Iowa today. A big campaign stop, obviously, with Iowa being some of the first votes cast in the primary season. And we're all expecting Trump to win bigly when it begins. We'll be right back here on the Alex Jones Show.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This 40% off on three of our best-selling products that synergistically work together like nothing you've ever seen. I've got a very exciting announcement to make. It's been a long time since we offered 40% off on our flagship products. And normally when we do, it's just one product. Well, the Trifecta sale, we haven't done it over 4 years, is back. DNA Force Plus, with all the incredible ingredients, the PQQ, the CoQ10, it cleans out your cells and makes your telomeres last longer. It's amazing. It's back in stock. We also have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the strongest, 95% curcuminoid turmeric in it. Incredible anti-inflammation. Just so good. Look at the health benefits of turmeric and then realize this is the strongest turmeric on the market, 95% curcuminoid. It's got a bunch of other great ingredients as well to supercharge it. Go check it out, InfoWarsStore.com, and do your own research. And then finally, sold out for a long time, the Real Red Pill Plus is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You've got to go read about what it's got in it. Special amino acids that supercharge the folic acid, that's key in energy production in your cells. That's the root level of energy. That's beyond coffee and things. It actually doesn't just stimulate the nerves. It stimulates the cells to be cleaned out and operate better and have higher energy output. It's got a whole bunch of other incredible ingredients that supercharge the folic acid. On top of that, it's got the pregnenolone. It's got the kitchen sink. Real Red Bull Plus, back in stock. But here's the big announcement. Not only are all three back in stock, 40% off when you get the trifecta, all three together, and they go together. They are amazing. I just started last week when Real Red Bull Plus came back in, taking all three together, and it's almost too much sometimes. In fact, I've actually stopped drinking coffee some days because I am bouncing off the walls like I was 30 years old again when I do it. People have actually noticed on the ear, kind of the old Tasmanian devil's been aback a little bit, and it's because I'm taking the turmeric, and all the other great ingredients Bodies has. I'm taking Real Red Bull Plus, and I'm taking DNA Force Plus, and drinking a lot of clean water, and I'm taking my X3. So they're all available at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the trifecta sale, and it keeps the broadcast on the air. I want to thank you all for your past support, and I want to encourage, because I know the people that have ordered before are going to order because you know it works. If you've been on the fence and you've never tried one or more of these products, all three together, they're incredible. This is a great way to save 40% and experience this, so go now to InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and get 40% off on the trifecta pack.
Thank you, Alex Jones, and thank you, InfoWars audience. Please continue to fund not just Alex's work, but my work as well. The work of the great guests that we bring on air, the work of the incredible crew here. I've been in media for over 10 years. This is the best crew I've ever seen in my life. And I've worked NFL TV crews. I've worked with the elite. This is the best crew going. So please continue to support our work at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me just give a quick programming note here, and I want to finish off today's show. I'm assuming Trump is still speaking, guys. We're going to finish off today's show. We're going to go back to the Trump speech, but let me just give you a quick programming note. We do have Kate Daly coming up, hosting the fourth hour of today's show. Doc Cammy, guys, I've still got tons of news here, but there's no point in me trying to even hit the gas and get through any of this in the final segment of today's Alex Jones show that I'm hosting. So I will be back hosting the War Room 3 to 6 p.m., and I will tell you, we've got multiple guests, multiple big guests, and I've got another big legal announcement today. So I want to be fully transparent with all of this while also, walking the tightrope that I'm on. But you in the audience have done such incredible things for my stamina in this with your support, your prayers, and the financial support for my legal battles at defendowen.com that I'm going to remain transparent and bring to you all the news updates because you deserve to hear it here instead of the fake news or the people that hate me. Or the U.S. government that wants to throw my ass in jail for my speech. So that's all going to be coming up on the War Room, including these huge stacks of news. I mean, I got big political news. I got a huge stack of law, justice, criminal news. We've got some COVID vaccine news. We're still loaded for bear, so I'll be back to host the War Room. But let's just finish off my segment before Kate Daly takes over on the Alex Jones Show with more of Donald Trump's speech today in Iowa.
But the great silent majority is rising like never before, and under our leadership, the forgotten man and woman will be forgotten no longer. I used to say that in 2016, and then I didn't have to say it. You know, another thing I didn't have to say, I used to talk about the border. We had a very bad border in 2016 when I was running. Border was a big part of the election. And in 2020, I couldn't talk about it because it was a solved problem. I used to say, we solved the border. And, you know, people have short memories. I'd say, we solved the border problem, and people didn't even remember they had a problem. So I couldn't even talk about it. But in 2016, it was probably the biggest thing. I used to talk about it all the time, build the wall, all the things that I did that I ended up doing, and we solved the border problem. So in 2020, I didn't have that. Who would think that now it's possibly the number one problem we have? I mean, when you look at our cities being overrun and everything else. Well, we'll get it solved very quickly, and we'll get a lot of people, we'll get these people out. Because this is not sustainable by any country. No country could do it. No country is that rich. It's just not sustainable. With your help, your love, and your vote, we will make America first. It's about America first. I mean, these people want China first. They want other countries first, Ukraine first. They want all this stuff. We give every time somebody comes over from Ukraine, they walk out with $25 billion. And we want to help Ukraine, but, you know, Europe right now is up to $25 billion, and we're up to $200 billion. Now, one thing we all know is that it affects Europe a hell of a lot more than it affects us. So why are they not going with equalization? So they have to equalize. Let them put up. You know, Europe's about the same size as of us if you add it all up. You add all the countries up, it's got about the same economy as we have. So they have a lot of money, Europe, but they don't pay the money because we have stupid people running our country. Very stupid people. You know, so. But remember, none of this can happen, none of what we're talking about. We're going to make our country so good. We're going to make it better than it was before. And we've learned, and I've learned. I also know everybody now in Washington. When I got there, the rhinos are recommending people, all this. We know so many people that I know the good ones. I know the dumb ones, the smart. I know more people. I know the tough ones, the great ones. I know the people. I know the rhinos. I got to know the rhinos. They're, I think, a dying breed, but I got to know a lot of rhinos. You know what that is, right? Republican in name only. That's true. But we got plenty of them, but there are fewer than there were. But you got to show up on Monday, January 15th. Defeating crooked Joe Biden is imperative because this country can't. I don't know if it can take another year. You want to know the truth. Okay, you know, we still have a year. I don't know that it takes another year, but we have no choice in that. So go to ia.donaldjtrump.com and sign up to help us organize what I will call the victory for the ages. This is going to be a victory for the ages. This is going to be bigger. You know, I used to talk about 2016, that 2016 is the biggest election of our lifetime, and I meant it 100%. Didn't say it in 2020 because we had a great thing going. We had the problem with COVID, but we had a great thing going. We had strong borders, nobody coming into it, very few people. Drugs were down to an all-time low. People coming in were down to an all-time low, and only getting better. If they left it alone, it would have been a beautiful thing. But they didn't do that. But we are going to make this country stronger and better and more beautiful than ever before. Not just get it back. We're going to make it better than ever before. But we have to win this election. So I just really appreciate everybody in this room. You've been my friends right from the beginning. Most of you from, and I recognize so many like you. I recognize so many. But we have to go out and we still have to win something. You know, we have a lot of great people watching. It's going to be very hard for them to cheat. They always cheat. That's what they do is they cheat. That's the only thing they're good at. They're no good at policy. They're no good at borders. Think of it. Who wants an open border? Who wants high taxes? Who wants high interest rates? Who wants not to be able to buy a home? Who wants education that's a disaster? We're going to close the Department of Education, move it back to the States.
Donald Trump putting some finishing touches on his speech today in Iowa, where they were lined up before the sun even rose this morning. I would challenge Joe Biden to campaign in Iowa, but I think we all know why that's not going to be happening. One of two, if not both reasons being, he can't, physically he can't, and it would be an embarrassment because nobody would show up. And then two, it might already be known, the decision might have already been made that Biden is not going to be the nominee. So they're going to have to pull a switcheroo. I hand over the reins to Kate Daly. She hosts the fourth hour of today's Alex Jones Show. And then I'll be right back here in the news desk, in the news chair, hosting the War Room. You don't want to miss it. Big news coming up.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.